diagnosed with autism. By 2023, the rate of autism in American children was 1 in 36. In California, it's currently 1 in every 22 children. Because these spiking numbers are so alarming, because this epidemic is so destructive to so many children and families, federal public health authorities must have learned exactly what causes autism. But they haven't. Quote, scientists don't know exactly what causes autism spectrum disorder. Close quote. That's from the National Institute of Health. Surely there must be effective drugs for treatment. But there aren't. Quote, there are no medications that treat the core symptoms of ASD. Close quote. That's from the CDC. Surely there must be wide agreement on exactly what autism is. But there isn't. There are no consistent biomarkers, no consistent physical characteristics, no blood or urine tests to confirm diagnosis, because autism is not a distinct disease. It's called a disorder and was previously called a syndrome, which means a collection of observed symptoms subject to interpretation. One doctor might diagnose autism, and another doctor seeing the same patient might say it isn't autism, or say it's mild autism, or say it's nothing at all. Some children labeled and categorized with the diagnosis of autism appear to be fine, while others have dramatic and profound neurological disorders that require attentive, round-the-clock care. Though government scientists cannot hold firm to a definition of autism and don't know what causes it, they claim with fist-clenching certainty to know what does not cause autism. How are they so sure? Because, as we're all aware, any link between vaccines and autism has been debunked. Since you probably don't know a single person who can say how it was debunked or by whom, let's get that foundational question out of the way right now. The possibility that any child's autism could be linked to any vaccine or combination of vaccines was debunked by the Institute of Medicine, the IOM. What's the Institute of Medicine? Though many people assume it's a prestigious government entity, it's actually a totally private organization that hires members of various professions to examine issues pertaining to public health. Though IOM is often paid by government, it's also sometimes paid by private industry, including pharma. As a private organization, IOM is not required to disclose how much it was paid for a given review, or who paid, or how much the hired experts were paid. News media companies have tended to describe the Institute of Medicine as authoritative, independent, prestigious, respected, and the gold standard. IOM describes itself as unbiased, objective, and evidence-based, and describes the experts it hires with words like esteemed and renowned, right up to distinguished and eminent. As you read on, it'll be your call to decide how much trust to invest in IOM. Similarly, you'll decide how much trust to invest in me. On the one hand, I'm not a doctor, and on the other hand, I'm not opining on medical science. I'm a criminologist sharing information about corruption, crime, and deceit, and I am a behavioral scientist sharing a few insights about human behavior and human nature, and I am a parent. I have followed my curiosity and skepticism exactly as you can. In any event, the reader is not asked to trust me on anything, since citations with links to source material are provided throughout this book. Before we look at how and why the IOM debunked the vaccine autism link, let's take a quick look at another claim they debunked, the claim that the biological weapon Agent Orange caused sickness in some Vietnam veterans and birth defects in some of their children. Now, Agent Orange might seem irrelevant to the vaccine autism issue. However, IOM used some of the very same people and applied the very same process to reach the very same conclusion for both Agent Orange and vaccines. And in both instances, their debunking conclusions were extensively marketed to the American public in the same way. A quick bit of history. For almost 10 years, the U.S. military sprayed Agent Orange onto jungles and people in Vietnam. An ingredient known as TCDD is the most toxic form of dioxin, and it causes severe injury, including malformations in test animals and, no surprise,